proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
Tyler, you probably thought I forgot about that air horn, didn't you? Or you're hoping I did.
Yeah, I might have been crossing my fingers a little bit or sticking a fork in my ears, one or the other. I don't remember which one, but no.
Like
we love
the
air
fork
horn.
In your ear.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the fork in your ear one. That would be really cool to Facebook that one. Hey, speaking of Facebook, did you see the new Talk CDL t-shirt up there on Facebook today?
I did see you did that. I thought I sent you a message back about that, but
I didn't see a message. Did you send one?
It must not have went through. I was driving today. I was out for about 8 hours, just kind of driving back and forth.
So you were texting and driving.
Yeah. No, in between locations, gassing up, you know. So I might not have had signal, you know.
So you stopped to text me, and then you
I find that, you know, when I gas up, right when I'm, you know, in the middle of gassing up my vehicles, it's good to just text on your phone, you know. So I try and knock
so
it all
out. Texting gas.
Texting gas. It's much safer than texting and driving, you know.
Yeah, I like to smoke a cigarette while I'm texting and gassing.
Hey,
like,
you laugh about that, but I have seen that up here where I was sitting at a gas stop and I looked to my left and this dude is smoking a cigarette, gassing up, and I was like, all right, well, I'm not even gonna tell anybody. I'm just gonna drive away. Because
watch the flame in your mirror.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get out my vehicle and walk over like, hey, dude, what are you doing? And then it blow up. I mean, that's just
that. Flick the ass. Well, that's crazy, man.
Someone
man,
has to live to tell
t-shirt?
The story. You know, it's a pretty good. You know, it's pretty neat. You know, but number one thing, it wouldn't be printable. But we'd be able to make it printable. We'd be able to work with it and get it its colors and stuff. But there's certain things you got to do with t-shirts and stuff. But I don't know. I don't know how nice of a t-shirt we would get with it though, because of the big square rectangle. It'd have to, you know, it would be kind of a heavy shirt. So I don't know. We'd have to kind of mess with the design. But I like how it's our current you know, the guy screaming in the mic kind of. You know, image. What'd be kind of cool if maybe it was just a dude screaming in the mic, and only that with like the Talk CDL logo. I think that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, we'd have to play with it. I'm not saying I don't like it.
Well,
I'm just saying if I want it would cost Talk CDL a lot of money to produce because there's way many colors in there. A lot of colors. We like colors though.
Okay,
I guess.
And you know, Talk CDL, we don't got a lot of money, but what we do have, we're trying to hang on to. I was just kidding around. Hey, so we do got to get something. A Talk CDL t-shirt.
We need something,
yeah,
man.
I like
get
the little
something
logo.
Going.
Yeah, I like that little logo. I heard it on Talk CDL. Heard what?
I like that. I like that slogan. I do like that. I heard it on Talk CDL. What would be cool is maybe we go through like some clips, some previous clips or whatever, you know, like you've been doing on the Facebook page and take a clip out of it, like a quote, and then do the quote on the t-shirt and then say, I heard it on Talk CDL. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
Funny.
Just something like where somebody gets blown up, like at a gas station smoking a cigarette. I heard it on Talk
CDL. Yeah, I heard it on Talk CDL.
Crazy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know. Something.
All right. Well, cool. All right, well, let's get this show on the road, brother. I got some stuff to talk about. Let's do some commercials.
Right on.
Hey, drivers. Are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, Then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 Aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's Rider and Pet Policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner operator driven.
Hey drivers, Troy here with Talk CDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today.
All right, welcome back to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Tyler, you know what? I got this great feeling.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it tingly?
No, I'm liking the way the show's going. I'm kind of tingly all the way down to my toes. Now, I just like the way the show has been going. It's been, you know, it's more raw. It's more real, you know. I mean, not that it wasn't always raw and real. You know, we just let it fly the way it flies. But what I like is we're not trying to cram, you know, an hour and a half in, 2 hours in, whatever. We're just taking it to where it goes and then ending it. And I'm really liking that. It's just a really cool way we're doing that. And I tell you, I also like the way our Facebook community is growing, the way the people are reacting. And I'll tell you what I love truck drivers, buddy. You know, I think I got diesel in my blood. I think I do. You know, I really do. It's kind of smells a little diesel-y to me every time I get a cut. I think maybe there's diesel in there, but let me tell you.
Well, don't go
something
having
I love
a
is I love,
heart attack or anything.
Well, I'm not going to have a heart attack. I just don't want to light a match near my blood. You know, I just might kind of blow up. But what I was going to say is, you know, I like the way we've been advertising the next show on Facebook. It's kind of working out nice. And I was looking at the wording, because you're the dude that types everything up. I like the way it says company files for bankruptcy and screws their drivers. Here's a perfect example of greed. A company files bankruptcy, gets paid, and shares nothing with their drivers who they owe money to. And that's a very good statement you put in there, buddy. And I'm telling you, that's really what tonight's show is about. The old company, Jevic. I'm going to start off by saying, Tal, you probably don't remember Jevic, but I do. I remember them very well. In fact, I'm going to tell you a little story. I can't remember the guy's name. I think his last name was Zimmerman, okay? He had called me. I think it was John Zimmerman. He had called me and wanted me to recruit for them, okay? And I decided to go ahead and give it a shot. They were a little difficult company to recruit for. And this was probably back in, I'm going to say, probably 1999, 2000, somewhere in that area. It was way back. And what they did was, and this is, their drivers actually made really good money. These guys were getting the best rate in the industry back then. And this was probably 38 cents a mile, which now today, you know, 38 cents a mile is less than students get. But back then, 14, 15 years ago, 38 cents was good. But here's where they made their money. They did LTL. You would take, if you were a Jevic driver, you got dispatched, and you might have 10 stops. And you got 15 bucks a stop. And that included every stop, I'm pretty sure. So, you know, you might do 2-3 trailer loads a week. So these guys would go out, right, and do, they get 150 bucks, you know, just to unload their trailer, and then they would get, you know, plus their mileage rate. These guys were making probably $70,000, $80,000 15 years ago. I mean, it was some good money. So, you know, it wasn't a company that, you know, everybody was probably glad to see that they were gone. But you know, somewhere along the line, stuff happened. And, you know, I've heard many stories, and I'm not going to surmise what happened. You know, if you read, if you look on Talk CDL, hey, look who's calling in here. I'm going to stop the show for a second. I see someone calling in here. Let's say hi to this person. You want to, Tyler?
Yeah, let's see what they're about.
God, you're on Talk CDL. Can we help you?
Text him.
Hello? They hung up. So check this out. So, you know, it was Ruth Ann Austin. But anyways, so, somewhere along the line, something went wrong. Like I said, I heard reports of drivers wanting, or not drivers, but of bad management. If you read the document, there's a document that I put on the site. I don't know if you caught that yet. But the actual lawsuit, the actual bankruptcy court case, I actually found that, and I pasted that also to Talk CDL's Facebook page. So not only is the announcement of Jevic screwing people, you know, drivers out of their money, but the drivers can also go in there and they can read the actual court document. So there's two things up there on Facebook for y'all to read. And if you want to, wait a second, you can go in there and you can and see exactly what they're saying. And I'll tell you what they're saying. They're blaming the economy and high fuel prices and all this other stuff for their mishap. But let me tell you something. The money these guys are making, LTL freight pays huge money, man. I don't believe that for a second. You know, a lot of the drivers that I've seen online were saying, if you go on like some of the reviews, they were saying this company was so unorganized, it was crazy. And I almost tend to have to believe that it was more management problems more than anything. So we're going to start talking about what actually happened. But you got an opinion about anything you read?
You know, it's just in the end, to me, any true business failure ordinarily really boils down to some sort of management issue, because management should be able to adapt to change and make sure that they're keeping the company on top. And obviously they didn't do that. And you know, even if their drivers are making good money at the time, you can make great money for a few years. But if your management isn't good, that great money is going to fall over, you know, once there's a couple little tiny hiccups. If management's not uptight, you know, you're going to fail. So in the end, you know, they failed and everybody paid for it except for them, which is, hopefully they end up paying for
exactly.
It in the end.
I'm not going to be mentioning names, but you all can go in there and see who owned it. And then I guess New Century had bought them out and all this other crap years later. And you know, look, let me tell you something. The bottom line with it is drivers got screwed. And, you know, from what I'm reading, these companies went in there and you know, you're – and this is what really ticks me off the most. I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. I am ticked. When I see that the blood-sucking lawyers, okay, got their money and all the debtors, all the creditors, you know what I mean? Those people, they got in there and got their money. But the people that busted their ass – the truck drivers that had families. Look, let me tell you something about the blood-sucking lawyers and the creditors, okay? Those guys have big, fat bank accounts to begin with, okay? Not that I mind. I don't care who has it what. But the bottom line is, if they didn't get paid on that deal, they're not going to sink and die. But you can sure bet Joe Blow Trucker that got screwed out of three or four paychecks that ran and didn't get paid and then had to be between jobs. Maybe, you know, you're talking about a $70,000 job. Now you got to go try to find another one. You know, these guys, till they recouped, they were screwed. Okay, you're going to tell me those guys hurt way more than the freaking – I'm not mad at lawyers. I don't hate lawyers. I don't hate the banks. But what I do hate is corruption bull crap. I almost letting it fly here. But here's the bottom line with it, Tyler. The working man always is the guy bent over the tank. I'm telling you, it just truly is. And there's another perfect example of it happening again. Give me your thoughts.
You know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, you ever take your vehicle to a garage, right? And they rip it all apart and they fix something or whatever. Maybe they don't fix anything, but they rip it apart nevertheless. And he's like, hey, man, that's going to be $500, but your car's still broken. If you want us to fix it, it's going to cost you more, but we found your issue, we think. You know, it's almost like that, you know. It's like the lawyers are going to get paid no matter what, just like a guy in a garage, because he's working on your vehicle. You know, these guys, but the difference is that these guys know all the legalities in order to try and, you know, swing things their direction either way. So it's just kind of, I don't know, man. Lawyers to me are interesting people because, you know, you have two different kinds of lawyers. You got two different kinds of people, right? Lawyers. You have lawyers that fight for the good and lawyers that legitimately defend the bad, right? So it's kind of when you become a lawyer, you're ultimately almost like either a superhero or a villain, right? And I don't know. These guys are definitely on the villain side of the house because they definitely weren't battling. I don't know, but that's just how it is. But same time, they're doing their job. That's what they think is their job. You know, that's what they went to school to do, is to rip off the little guy. I mean.
Well, look. Yeah, exactly. We're going to the school to rip off the little guy. But think about this, though, too. You know, there's a couple things that come to mind. Number one, these it really isn't even the lawyer's fault, because the people that own Jevic, where if you read the statement, they were supposed to pay out to the drivers. I mean, this is going to go far. Now, I don't know. There was some kind of legal loophole that gave them the ability to pay who they want. I caught that in the statement. And again, this goes back to one of these things. If you read the lawsuit and everything else, one of the things that is a disadvantage to you and I, Tyler, the peon, the peasant, the little guy, okay, the working class. One of the things that's a disadvantage to us working people is the fancy bullshit writing that they put in the clause, the thuses and the thous and the hences and all the legal bullcrap. You can't even understand, you know, the fine print, the bottom line, the waiver, the bullshit that you're supposed, and excuse me, pardon me for cursing, but you know, you think about it, the crap that you're supposed to sign, who, you know, where, when it clicks on, it says, click on this if you agree. Well, if you click on the statement and try to read it, it's usually five documents long written by a lawyer. Who even understands it? Even if you read it, did you really understand it? You got to like totally go back over it 500 times. And most of the time when you're signing something, and all I'm saying is we're in the same boat as those guys that were working for Jevic. Those guys were driving truck for them, busting their butt. Most of them are high school educated. And I know some snooty drivers are out there going, oh, I got me a college degree. I don't care about your college degree, okay? Go be a lawyer then. But I'm just saying one thing, okay? The bottom line is the guy that is legitimately working 95 million hours a week and committing himself to working to bring home that money for his family, he's the guy that Jevic should have been paying. Okay, that guy should have been paid first. And this is my opinion, in my eyes, the guy that took care of you, because everybody knows, you know, without the driver, you know what, you don't have a company. Okay, and these companies know that. But you know what, some of them get this arrogant feeling that, oh, I'm the operations manager and I'm the big salesman, and without me, you really wouldn't have crap because I'm really the guy building up the company. Bull crap. Okay, that's bull crap. It takes everybody to run the company, not the blood-sucking lawyer and not the bank, all right? The bank, you know who the bank is? The bank's the guy that gave you the money because you didn't want to spend your own damn money, so you used their money. But the bottom line is somebody's back had to travel and bust their butt for you, and you know what? Just because you had a loophole, you screwed the little guy. I don't care how you look at it. Put it in a jar and shake it up 5 million different ways. It comes out every which way but loose on the bottom end on that table. It says, guys, I screwed the little guy. So I hope their conscience burns them every night. And that's my bottom. It's like Diesel would say, that's my bottom line.
Bottom line. No, I agree. Over. Yeah, let's. Yeah, I just real quick, I'd agree. You know, the lawyers are doing their job. They're doing what they're getting paid to do. Fact. You know, the banks.
Sure.
Bank's the bank. But the, you know, Jevic, you know, they're the guys that are paying. You know, and working with these lawyers to do what they got to do. And then, you know, sadly, Jevic was not loyal to the people who inevitably, you know, work their butts off for him. And that's just faulty. So like you said, I hope their conscience rubs off on them. You know, maybe tingles down to their toes. And then goes back up to their shoulders again and just kind of bounces back and forth. I don't know. Hopefully they sleep well at night.
Let me say one other thing here. And this we've talked about a lot. Lobbyists, special interest groups. It always – and a lot of people, when they see a case like this Jevic thing, they don't realize, let's go back to the politics side of the bull crap and start thinking, why do these politicians – donate hundreds of millions of dollars to certain people's campaigns to get them in office so they can get laws written in their favor. And every one of those laws that protected the lawyers and the bankers was a law that these son of a guns bought through one of these rotten, sissy, little, girly politicians that will do anything for a dollar. Lifetime politicians is where it starts, because every one of those guys can be bought. And the only guy that literally is the guy getting screwed is the guy that literally doesn't understand the laws, the guy that just wants to work and do an honest work, you know, bring home an honest living for their family. That's the guy that's getting screwed, because he's not the guy that's so greedy. He's looking to make billions of dollars, and he does it through getting laws passed through politicians. And if anybody thinks I'm wrong, I promise you, do your homework, and you'll find out that Troy is hardly ever wrong. Tyler, tell him, am I ever wrong? I know you're going to say I am. But the bottom line is, when it comes to this, I'm telling you, somebody screwed the pooch. And that's just the bottom line here on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. You heard it on Talk CDL. That's what the T-shirt says. Tyler, are we wrapping it up? You got something else to say?
No, I agree. You know, it's a fair assumption that no matter who you are in the world, with the right dollar value, something's going to convince you, right? And that's sadly, it's known that there's people that it doesn't take much of a dollar value to convince someone to, yeah, it's a totally different show. It's just a totally different show, you know. So yeah, let's wrap it up. You know, think about the people who bust their back to get, you know, to build your company. Be a good manager. If any of you out there are owner operators and you're looking on bringing on a couple more trucks and stuff like that, just remember, if that trucker's not driving your truck for you, guess who's gonna go bankrupt because the truck payment's not being paid because the truck's not moving. So just keep that in mind. So yeah,
here's my final thoughts. I'm going to just say one thing. In defense, there is some good companies out there. I know some. I know some good owner operators. I know some small companies and some big companies that legitimately pay their drivers and they take care of them. They keep their word That's really all we care about. I talked to a driver earlier, and all really a driver wants is, we know that trouble happens all the time every day in trucking. And when you got a company that's there to fix problems because there's problems everywhere in trucking, that's really what you want. An honest trucking company is going to pay you for the work you did and not screw you in the long run. And there's a lot of companies out there that are good people. And so you, to you, my hat's off. To you guys out there that only care about the green dollar, my hat is not off to you. I'm going to tell you that right now, because that stuff comes around and goes around. And in the end, the scripture says that the love of money is the root to all evilness. And I promise you, it always comes back to bite you in the butt. My final thoughts are, if we're alive tomorrow, we're going to get up. We're going to do this show again, because this is Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Troy, Tyler, and the rest of the gang. Kelly, Diesel, Rich, we all miss you, buddy. Ron, give us a call Saturday. We'll be back on, Lord willing, Saturday at 8 o'clock East Coast time. I'm going to turn it over to my compadre, Tyler.
Yep, check us out on TalkCDL.com. That is TalkCDL.com. Scroll around there, click on the podcast section, listen to our past shows. Check us out on iTunes. Type in TalkCDL on iTunes. And make sure you're in the podcast section. If you try and search us in the music section, you're not going to find us. Okay, because we don't do music. We suck at singing, actually. Troy might think he's a good singer. Might think he's got some good vocals, but we're in a podcast section. Yeah, so make sure you're clicking on that podcast section. Type in Talk CDL, type in truck, and type in anything trucking related. You'll see us there. Listen to our previous shows. It's all free. iTunes is not. iTunes podcast section is free. Okay, the music you have to pay for. Podcasts are free, which is what we are. So make sure you're checking out that podcast section. Also find us on Stitcher and, of course, on Facebook at facebook.com/TalkCDL. Hit that like button. See all the news we publish every single day. Different things. Troy loves playing around on some images and making some funny stuff and some quotes up on there. So, yeah. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Drive safe. Enjoy your Thursday and your Friday. Get home safely. Don't try and do anything stupid to make sure you make it home for the weekend. You'd rather have your life, okay, than a Saturday beer. So that's all I got. Drive safe, and we'll see you Saturday. Thanks, guys. Bye.